You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. Welcome to WGOD Radio with pastor and Bible teacher, Dr. Paul Esposito. God is always broadcasting, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. As we tune into His frequency, we will daily hear His voice and receive instruction, encouragement, and daily direction in our lives. Now here to help tune you in is Paul Esposito.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. As your host and speaker, Paul Esposito here. God bless you, my friends. Thanks for taking 15 minutes of your Wednesday to join me as we together tune in to God's frequency. And that's what we're going to do here today. We're going to look and see here today at how to endure suffering. We hear the command from the Lord Jesus. You read about it in probably all four Gospels. But I know it's in John chapter 12, verse 25, and I know it says this. It says, he who loves his life will lose it. And he who hates his life will keep it unto life eternal. So the question is, I mean, we know figuratively speaking, but how can I hate my life? Are there examples of people in the Bible that have done that? You see, this is what we're looking at. And this is the winning mindset. We look at people in the Bible that have suffered. Some have died. Some are delivered. You see, it's not a question of whether or not you're delivered like Daniel was or the three Hebrew children. It's the attitude. The three Hebrew children were ready to die, and that's why they said, "Our God, whom we serve, is able to deliver us from the burning fiery furnace, and he will deliver us." But then they said this, "But if not, we still won't bow down and worship the image you've set up." That is what we're looking at in this message, the winning mindset. How can I be like three guys? Well, first of all, the Bible calls them children. Now, remember, children, when I was a child or a teenager, one word described me, and that was reckless. I was reckless. It's a miracle I'm alive today. 54 years later, it's a miracle because I was reckless. And that's what we need to be. That's what we're looking at here in this message, the winning mindset. This is the next part. This is playing this week. And this is the next part of this message, the winning mindset.
Out. You can't turn the light on in God's dark room. You got to abide under the hand of God. Can't turn the light on. Can't turn the light on. The testing of your faith develops. This thing that has you, well, we'll get to David and we'll see how it was exhibited in his life coming up. It's just like mixing two chemicals together, but spiritually. Trials come from God. And then, like we hear and read in the Bible, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Notice what develops fortitude. It doesn't say hitting the trifecta at Pocono Downs. Or finding Uncle Luigi's secret stash of $20 bills hidden in his mattress. Or smooth times of peace and joy, of prosperity and easy living, does not produce endurance. It's the testing of your faith that produces it. The testing of your faith develops in you what these people had. Regardless of if Satan's doing it or if God does it. Because God can take both of them for your good. What Satan thinks, hello, look at the cross. What Satan thinks is for your bad, God will turn it into good. Like Job. Here is Satan thinking You just take this hedge away from him and he'll spit in your eye. So God said, all right, we'll try it your way. And what happened? He blessed them more than he ever had before. Even if Satan is the one that's doing the testing, God will turn it around for good because God is good. And God is for you. God is for you. Regardless, understand these trials, again, they're creating an osmosis which will enable you to conquer the known world and take no prisoners. And God wants you to conquer, which is why he makes your life difficult. Next up, Psalm 56, verse 9. Let me read it to you. Here we got when and then and why. When I cry out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God is for me. When, then, and why? Look at the attitude that this guy had. If there's anything I'm going to memorize from this, it's this verse today. When I call out to you, then my enemies will scatter. This I know because God is for me. This is a spiritual thing. You see, when you possess this kind of attitude, look out, world. There's no stopping you as a child of God. Once you get this kind of attitude, and it comes about through the fires of adversity, through something that has pain with it and suffering. When I cry out to you, then my enemies will turn back. This I know because God is for me. Now, the realization that God was for him was all that David needed. David goes on in verse 11, Psalm 56, verse 11. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me? Is that your attitude? It should be. This is the attitude that Antipas had to have, if I could speculate. Recklessness in his faith. Friends, you're not going into a bronze kettle without it. Don't kid yourself. But of King David's attitude, there's no need to speculate. Three things. In God I have put my trust. I will not be afraid. And what can man do to me? God is no respecter of persons. He'll do the same thing for you like he did for David. Now, sometimes it doesn't work out. Sometimes you end up like Antipas. You don't always end up like Daniel coming out of the lion's den. But God is good, nevertheless. How's your mindset today? If you've got the winning mindset, again, like I said, look out, world. Romans 8:31, Paul says this, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? That's funny. That's what David just said 1,000 years earlier. God's faithfulness goes on and on. And let me say this, church, God is for you. The Bible says every hair in your head is numbered. God is for you. Everyone in this church. I personally know that God is for everyone in this church. The Bible says, okay, let's go on here. Paul goes on, Romans 8:33. Who? He sounds like an owl. Who will bring a charge against God's elect? Who is he that condemns? Who will separate us from the love of God? Tribulation, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, or sword? As it is written, for your sake we're killed all bloody day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Yea, in all these things we are more than conquerors. Paul invented a word there too. There's no such word in the Greek language. Huper nikeo. Nikeo, where the word Nike comes from. More than conquerors. Super conquerors. Invents words like I do all the time. Through Christ. who loved us. This is the winning mindset. I encourage you all to be charter members of Overcomers Anonymous. There's no stopping the believer with a winning mindset. You and I are more than conquerors. Alexander the Great was one of the greatest conquerors who ever lived. And yet all of you that trust in God and realize, key word, realize that God is on your side. You realize God is for you. You realize no devil can harm your soul. You are more than conquerors. And this is the winning mindset. It's an air of arrogance displayed through submission and humility. Next up, Acts chapter 16, verse 22. Paul and Silas in jail for preaching Christ. Acts chapter 16, verse 22. Then the multitude rose up together against them, and the magistrates tore off their clothes, commanded them to be beaten with rods. And when they had laid many stripes on them, they threw them into prison, commanding the jailer to keep them securely. Having received such a charge, he put them into the inner prison, fastened their feet in the stocks. All right, let's look at their mindset now. What were they thinking as they were going through this? Verse 25. But at midnight, now remember, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Okay? At midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God. And the prisoners were listening to them. So in the face of trouble, what did they do? Two things. Number one, they prayed. Number two, they sang songs. They sang hymns to God. Also notice that the others, the unbelievers, were watching too. Just like today, Satan's prisoners are watching you today to see what your response is going to be to all the world's troubles or to personal trouble in your life. Not only will your winning mindset get you through trials, but you'll take others with you as well. Yes, all of you here on your jobs, or all those who know you are a Christ follower, people are watching you, same as they watched Paul and Silas. They're watching to see what you're going to do in the face of adversity. When your mother dies, or when your believing son dies, what are you going to do? Are you going to act same as the world does? Or are you going to be different? The prisoners are watching. They're Satan's prisoners. He's got them in his grasp. And they're watching you.
Thank you for listening today to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. We believe that there is no stopping the child of God that is walking with him daily and is tuned in to his frequency, which is the Holy Spirit, who uses the Word of God to transform us daily and to speak to us. For more information on WGOD Radio, please check us out on the web. You'll find us on Facebook at WGOD Radio and on Twitter at WGOD Radio. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
He calms the storm so that its waves are still. Hear the sound? On WMIE 91.5 FM.
When the mountains look so big.
You have tuned in to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with Pastor Errol Beck.